This is Pastor Emery. There are three radio broadcasts reproduced on this tape. The first one will include the announcer's introduction at the beginning and his close at the end, just as you would hear it on the radio. Then, to save your time, the announcer will be left off the last two. During the broadcast, you will hear me offer free monthly literature, and I will state the month. Please do not write for that literature packet as such. You may be hearing these tapes months, even years, after the original broadcast was made.
Thank you. I shall be offering our new October packet of free literature in a few minutes. We have an article in this month's packet which could be the most earth-shaking news Christendom has heard in the last century. It certainly could startle some of you. I'll be discussing that in a few minutes and giving our address where you can write for that October packet. If you have your Bibles, turn with me again to the 18th chapter of Leviticus. We are spending time on this one chapter for reasons some of you have already seen. That one chapter in the Old Testament describes a wicked, anti-God religion, a religion which exactly fits what is being foisted off on America as the new morality, freedom, or modern culture. Jesus Christ told Christians how to recognize the wicked in Matthew 7, "By their fruits ye shall know them." Leviticus 18 lists 8 wicked practices of the Canaanites. As we discussed these in the last 2 weeks, I showed from Haley's Bible Handbook and other historical sources that the Canaanites indulged in these 8 sins as a religion, sins against Jesus Christ, the God of the Bible. These actually made up their culture, their mode of living, so to speak. I didn't list them all before. I will list them right now in the order they are given in Leviticus 18, and you bear with this preacher, for I shall have to speak plainly, and some may think a little crudely. But my friends, these sins are destroying America from within today. If we allow the filthy religion and culture of the Canaanites to take over America, America will be as Sodom and Gomorrah, and that is not a figure of speech. All right, Leviticus 18. Verses 6 through 18 condemn nudity and incest. Verse 19 condemns sexual intercourse with a woman during her period. Verse 20 condemns sexual intercourse with someone other than one's spouse. We call it adultery today. Verse 21 condemns the killing of little children as a sacrifice to the god Moloch, which is the Ammonite name for Baal. We call it by the euphemous name of abortion in America today. Verse 21 also condemns blasphemy against the God of Israel, which was practiced by the Canaanites. We condone blasphemy against Jesus Christ in America today by calling it freedom of religion. Verse 22 condemns homosexuality, and verse 23 condemns intercourse with beasts. 8 specific rituals of the religion of the Canaanites. If you are a new listener, you are probably about ready to say, "Well, I never heard of any such religion in America." Why, those are things done by the irreligious, not by people as a religion. No, I am sorry, my naive friend. You haven't realized you are seeing the Canaanitish religion taking over America, because no one has pointed out to you that such practices were part and parcel of a religion. Leviticus 18, verse 3, calls them the doings of the land of Canaan, and quote, their ordinances, unquote. Ordinances are religious rituals. Haley's Bible Handbook, speaking of the religion practiced by the inhabitants of Canaan land, when Israel came into the land, says this, quote, temples of Baal and Ashtoreth were usually together. Priestesses were temple prostitutes. Sodomites were male temple prostitutes. The worship of Baal, Ashtoreth, and other Canaanite gods consisted of the most extravagant orgies, their temples were centers of vice. After several paragraphs about the ritual murder of little babies as human sacrifices to Baal, Haley goes on about the findings in an excavated Baal temple or place of worship. Quote, under the rubbish, McAllister found enormous quantities of images and plaques of Ashtoreth with rudely exaggerated sex organs designed to foster sensual feelings. Today we call that pornography. Have you seen any such thing in America? Well, pornography is part of the religion of the Canaanites. Haley sums up the religion of the Canaanites. Canaanites worshipped by immoral indulgence as a religious rite in the presence of their gods, and then by murdering firstborn children as a sacrifice to these same gods. End of quote. In another place, Haley writes, prophets of Baal and Ashtaroth were official murderers of little children. End of quote. If you still doubt that the murdering of babies is part of a religion, read the arguments of those favoring abortion. They will strike out at the anti-abortion people by saying, we don't want them to force their religion on us, or similar phrases. In other words, they are fighting against the Christian religion, which forbids murder or abortion. They don't want the Christian religion, they want their own. Scores and hundreds of people in every city across America, most who should have no personal reason for even being concerned with abortion, will write letters to the editor, promote meetings, buttonhole elected officials, set up nationwide organizations, and spend millions of dollars promoting abortion. Are they doing that because they are concerned for the nation, or because they are afraid of overpopulation, or have a sincere desire to help poor women? No, their fanatic drive to promote and legalize and make common the murder of little babies in America can be understood only as the zeal of persons practicing a religious faith. Nothing else explains their fanaticism. Now, my address for that October free literature. Write to me at America's Promise, Box 5334, Phoenix, Arizona, 85010. The packet has several items. I'll mention the two most important ones. One is a sheet we have put together about the book reviews on a book published by Random House Publishers. We have headlined it this way, quote, after 50 years of suspicion, it is finally proven Jews are not Israelites, end of quote. The book is The 13th Tribe. It has been reviewed in many major newspapers and puts together voluminous archaeological and historical evidence from many sources to prove that at least 90% of all Jews in America are not descended from the people of Israel. They are Tartars, Mongols, Huns, and a people called Khazars from Russia who adopted the religion of Judaism over 1,000 years ago and took on themselves the name Jew. Write for your packet. Get the copies of the book reviews and show your minister that he no longer has any excuse for teaching the error that American and European Jews are God's chosen people, the Israelites. It has been proven to be a false claim, and Christians should be the first to know. The findings in this book shatter the teachings of the fundamentalist churches in America that the Jews are Israelites. It leaves them with not one leg to stand on to support that false doctrine. This book, if widely distributed, could shake Christian churches in America to their very foundations. You write me for the copies of those reviews. Also in the packet, my own booklet, The Old Jerusalem is Not the New Jerusalem. This is a Bible study on the prophecies about New Jerusalem in Isaiah, Zechariah, and Revelation. It shows those prophecies have been and are being fulfilled in the founding and growth of the United States of America. America is the fifth kingdom of Daniel 2 and Daniel 7, and the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Germanic, Scandinavian, and kindred peoples of Europe are the real descendants of the tribes of Israel. America, not Palestine, is the land of the regathering of the scattered Israel people. And since it is now known the Jews are not Israelites, the migration of a few million descendants of the Tartars, Mongols, and Huns to Palestine, of course, cannot be the regathering of Israel, now can it? You read these two articles, and it will be so plain to you, you will wonder how any minister, in the future, can stand in his pulpit and preach the Jews are Israel. There are other items in the packet also. It is free for the asking. My address is America's Promise, Box 5334, Phoenix, Arizona, 85010. Ask for the October packet. And we'll repeat that address a little later. Back to our study of the Canaanite religion, as revealed in Leviticus 18. There are several reasons why Christian Americans must learn of these things. Number one, we are responsible. We are the Israelites. And God told our forefathers in Israel a score or more times in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy that if Israel allowed such practices to continue in their land, God would deliver Israel into the hands of their enemies. We must realize, as God's greatest Israel nation in the world today, that God's hand of judgment is coming down on our nation because we allow such Canaanitish abominations to be practiced in America. Number two, God does not command the Canaanites to end such sins. God's command is given to Israel to end it by putting to death every person practicing the Canaanite religion. Verse 29. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the soul that commit them, shall be cut off from among the people. Deuteronomy 7 and verse 2. Thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. This command is repeated in a score of other places. The order was never rescinded, the death penalty for everyone practicing the Canaanitish Baal religion. Number three, if Israel, and that means us, did not carry out that penalty and rid the land of the Canaanites, God warned them in the next verses and in other places, for they, meaning the Canaanites, they will turn away thy son from following me, Deuteronomy 7, verse 4. They'll prevent your children from following Jesus Christ. The movies of America, sexual degeneracy glorified and promoted by soap operas, movies and comedians on television, in books, in magazines, even in school textbooks, is nothing more nor less than the product of the Canaanite mind, enticing and leading the children of God's Christian Israel into the rituals of the religion of the Canaanites. They are turning away our sons from following God. Leviticus 18, verse 22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. We call them homosexuals. Our own Arizona State University recently had a Gay Awareness Week, where students were urged by the homosexual organizations on campus to investigate and understand homosexuality. The university even appropriated tax money to finance the program. Someone sent me the Salem, Oregon newspaper of September 16th. Headline, Parents Argue Against Homosexuals Over School Health Guide. Quote, parents squared off against homosexuals Wednesday over a health guide that suggests role-playing in classroom sex education. The guide suggests that pupils act out the roles of homosexuals. End of quote. The article then explains the guide was developed in Oregon, Washington, and Wisconsin. Here are some excerpts from the teacher's guide used in the Oregon schools. Quote, ask for two student volunteers to role play an unwanted pregnancy. Ask students to make a list of parts of their bodies that have changed the most since fifth grade. Discuss these changes as a class. Ask three students to volunteer to role play the following characteristics: mother, father, son or daughter who is a homosexual. The son or daughter now wishes to openly declare to his or her parents his or her love for a member of the same sex. Provide classroom groups with a variety of contraceptive devices and ask them to research the effectiveness of each. End of quote, and I should add, these are apparently used as far down as the fifth and sixth grade. All Christian parents oppose this, but they don't realize the proponents of this kind of filthy thing are Canaanites trying to install their filthy Baal religious practices in the schools and communities of America. Television, which has been going further and further in its glorification of nudity, adultery, premarital sex, prostitution, and so on, is now adding homosexuals to its fare. Phoenix Gazette, television section, September 18th. Top of the page headline, new TV season to flirt with the gay life. In the opening episode of the Nancy Walker Show, a new fall program on ABC, Nancy's husband returns from an extended absence to find that she has taken a male boarder. Oh, don't worry, says the boarder, I'm gay. Well, says the uncomprehending husband, I'm glad you're having a good time. By the time the new television series is a few months old, neither Miss Walker's husband nor anyone else will have any excuse for not knowing that gay means homosexual. For the first time, gay characters will have major recurring roles in prime-time situation comedies. There will be Terry, Miss Walker's boarder, who also is her secretary and an aspiring actor, and Michael, a gay hairdresser on a show called Snip, which is scheduled to premiere later in the season on NBC. An early episode of the Bob Newhart Show will deal with his therapy group's reaction to a character's admission he is a homosexual. In addition, several shows, including Streets of San Francisco, The Practice, and Barney Miller, will have episodes that deal with homosexuality. NBC is considering doing a made-for-TV movie about love between two lesbians. End of quote, and on for half a page. In Romans 1, verses 18 through 28, it is made plain that homosexuality is a curse God brings on those who hate Jesus Christ. He identifies them as the anti-God people, and then ends in verse 27 and 28, Romans 1. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Homosexuality and these other sins of Canaan are proof of the rejection of God by such people. In their rejection of God, they glorify these sins and attempt to make them seem common and popular, something to be tolerated or even desired. We now see groups springing up all over America asking for laws to require employers to hire homosexuals or for school boards to hire them as teachers and to prevent other employers or others from discriminating against any person who practices these sins of Canaan. Jesus Christ said, by their fruits ye shall know them. We should know them, that they are the descendants of Esau, Edom. The Canaanites have invaded America with their filthy anti-Christ religion. Every disruptive anti-Christian force in America can be traced to these same people, to the descendants of the Edomite Canaanites of ancient Palestine. By the way, I should mention that I have two 1.5-hour cassettes on this subject of Baal worship, titled, There Are Disciples of Baal in America. There are other rituals of Baal worship outlined in other parts of the Bible, and in that series I listed 13 specific doctrines or rituals of the secret worshipers of Baal, describe them from the Bible, and then show how they were being practiced in America, and 99 churchgoers out of 100 are so ignorant of the Bible that they don't see what is happening right under their noses. There are only 8 listed here in Leviticus 18, but on those tapes I described 5 other sins of Baal worship from other parts of the Bible, 13 specific doctrines or rituals secretly practiced in America. Now most of them are being practiced openly, and their adherents are trying to make them the common culture of the nation. You can have those 2 cassettes for an offering of $5 to this ministry. Write to America's Promise, Box 5334, Phoenix, Arizona, 85010. And about this time, some will say, well, Pastor Emery, what we had better do is preach God's word to these sinful people and convert them and get them to turn from their wicked ways. No, God says they will not turn. God says in Psalm 58:3, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear. These Edomite Canaanites are born that way. God didn't tell Joshua to convert them. He told Joshua to slay them. God promises their destruction, not their conversion. Verse 10, he shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. 15 times in the book of Psalms, God says he will destroy the wicked. Not once does he say he will convert them. Isaiah 26:10, let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Christian America has been merciful to the Canaanite. We have withheld our hand from punishment. We have preached to him for 2 centuries, and tried to show him how tolerant and kind Christians were. Yet will he not learn righteousness. In our land will he deal unjustly, and he does. There is not one verse in the Bible that tells us the deliberately wicked Canaanites will be saved, but I do read this in Obadiah. And remember, Canaan is Esau, Edom. Verse 18, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them. And there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord hath spoken it. Convert the red Edomite Canaanites? Nonsense. God says Christian Israel will destroy them. Here is the last verse in Zechariah, speaking of the setting up of God's kingdom. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts, and all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them, and seeth therein. And what does the rest of the verse say? And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. End of Zechariah. As we have shown on previous broadcasts, the rich man in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus can be identified as Edom Canaan. And there is a great gulf fixed over which he cannot pass to share in Abraham's blessings with Lazarus, who is a type of resurrected Israel. Just as Jesus told us the tares would be bound in bundles to be burned in the parable in Matthew 13, so will the Esau, Edomite, Canaanites be destroyed. The judgment pronounced on Canaan by God Almighty 25 centuries ago will be carried out in the end of this age. This is Pastor Sheldon Emery. Be with me next week if you can when I return, God willing. Meanwhile, write for the October Packet. Startling newspaper reviews reprinted from the Los Angeles Times and the Wall Street Journal of a book published by Random House titled The 13th Tribe. This book details the archaeological and historical proof that the people who call themselves Jews in America and Europe are not descendants of the Israelites of the Bible, but are mostly descended from the Mongols, Tartars, Turks, and Huns who adopted Judaism as a religion over 1,000 years ago and took on the name of Jew. Every Christian in America should read this article. Also, you'll receive my book, The Old Jerusalem is Not the New Jerusalem. This gives the Bible description of New Jerusalem and how both the Old Testament and Revelation 21 about prophetic Jerusalem are fulfilled in the United States of America. America is the New Jerusalem of Bible prophecy. Read it. It is here on this North American continent that true Anglo-Saxon Israel has been regathered.
Now, Pastor Sheldon Emery.
Thank you. Yes, this is Pastor Emery in another in our continuing series on the question, what is God's purpose in the earth? And I do pray that my listeners, most of them anyway, are no longer confused about the mental and moral pollution which is engulfing America. That it is not just simply sinful man going his own way, but that what we are seeing are the rituals and doctrines of the Antichrist Canaanite religion of Baal being spread across the land. And further, I pray you know that one of God's soon-to-be-accomplished purposes is to bring about the end and the destruction of that satanic religion in America and in the world. Now, there may be some who still think the Canaanite religion of Baal worship ended long ago and is no longer with us. But the New Testament reveals it was practiced in Christ's time, and I'll show you that in just a few minutes after I offer our October packet of free literature. First, my address, where you can write for the free Bible literature. It is America's Promise, Box 5334, Phoenix, Arizona, 85010. I'll repeat that address in a moment. The October packet has a number of items. I'll mention the three most important ones. First, we will include our tract on the vaccinations titled The Poisoned Needle in our later podcast. Then we have prepared on the newspaper reviews of the book The 13th Tribe, published by Random House. This is one of the most startling books published in the 20th century, bar none, especially as it relates to America and to Christendom. Arthur Kessler, the author, who has a dozen novels and essays to his credit already, quotes scores of modern, medieval, and ancient sources to prove that almost all of America's Jews are descendants of a mixed race of Asiatics, including Mongols, Huns, Magyars, and the Khazars of Eastern Europe, and that very few of them ever had any ancestry in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As we stated in the article, this book may hit Christendom like a bombshell, or the ministers may just ignore it. Personally, I don't see how it can be swept under the rug at this point. 90% of all prophecy, which is preached by the fundamentalists and the evangelists, is based on their assumption that the modern Jews are the Israelites of the Bible, and here Kessler proves beyond doubt that they are not. Some few of us have known this for years and have preached for years that the Jews are not Israelites, but that the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, Germanic, and kindred peoples are, but we have been in the minority and generally ignored and even condemned by the churches for our teaching. Now, along a well-known Jewish publishing house with a book tracing the origin of their own people, and the book says they are not Israelites. Anyway, we have put together an article on this, an article I think your minister will not be able to ignore. You write for the October packet and then show this to your minister or Sunday school teacher. Tell him that this book, The 13th Tribe, now reveals that America's Mr. Henry Kissinger, whom they thought was one of God's chosen people, is probably racially descended from Gog and Magog, and ask them what that might mean for the future of America. Also in the October packet is my booklet, The Old Jerusalem is Not the New Jerusalem. I wrote this several years ago, long before Mr. Kessler's book came out, but in it I revealed the same thing, that the people now occupying Old Jerusalem are not Israelites, and beyond that, the United States of America has fulfilled and is fulfilling those things written in prophecy about the rise and grandeur of a new Israelite nation in the West. In Bible prophecy, it is called Zion, daughter of Zion, Jerusalem, daughter of Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, the mountain of the house of the Lord, God's holy mountain, and so on. It is not off up in heaven. It is on the earth. It is the fifth kingdom of Daniel 2 and Daniel 7, the kingdom to be founded upon Jesus Christ in the ends of the earth. That has happened on this North American continent in America, if you please. There are a number of other items in the packet, free to radio listeners for the asking. My address for that October packet is America's Promise, Box 5334, Phoenix, Arizona, 85010. That address again, America's Promise, Box 5334, Phoenix, Arizona, 85010. And we would appreciate it very much if you would tell us over which radio station you heard this broadcast, if you can. Turn to the New Testament for a moment. I want to show you the religion of Baal still existed in the time of Christ and was prophesied to continue on into our time. In Matthew 12, Mark 3, and Luke 11, Jesus is accused of casting out devils with Beelzebub, that is spelled B-E-E, rather than B-A-A, but it is the same as the Old Testament Beelzebub. Jesus was not, of course, but in those passages, Beelzebub is called, quote, the prince of devils, unquote. In Romans 11, Paul reveals the worship of Baal still existed, and also shows us what it is. Listen carefully. He first refers to Elijah's fear, as expressed in 1 Kings 19, that he, Elijah, alone in all Israel, had not bowed the knee to Baal. Then Paul quotes God's answer to Elijah, where God said he had reserved to himself 7,000 people who had not bowed the knee to Baal. Then Paul adds this, and listen closely. This is verse 5 of Romans 11. Even so, or in the same manner, then at this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. What is Paul saying? He is saying that even so, or at that time, there was a remnant which had not bowed the knee to Baal. To put it another way, everyone who had not bowed his knee to Jesus Christ was bowing his knee to Baal. What was Beelzebub called? The prince of devils. Remember, Baal worship was not the worship of one god, but the worship of many gods, of whom Baal was the chief. What is Satan? Well, Satan is the chief devil over a legion of devils. Every religion except Christianity is the worship of devils with Satan as the chief. They call him many different names, but it all boils down to the same thing. Baal worship is any religion in opposition to Christianity. Christians must come to realize how we have been fooled by the smooth voices of the corruptors crying freedom of religion. Everyone must be allowed to worship whatever god he chooses. After all, this is a free society, and on and on. While we smiled at them in our ignorance, they are enticing our children to religion of satanic Baal worship, as we have seen in Leviticus 18, and we don't even realize what they are doing. Another passage in the New Testament which shows that any religion other than Christianity is the worship of Satan, or the devil, or Baal, is in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Speaking to new believers, Paul writes in Ephesians 2, And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespass error, the spirit that now worketh in children of disobedience. And then Paul goes on to show they are no longer under the prince of the power of the air, but under Christ. So anyone who has not been brought under the grace of Jesus Christ must be considered as being under the control of the prince of the power of the air, under Satan. And that goes for any religion other than Christianity, even if its followers claim to base their religion on the Bible. Some may think those are strong words, but you professing Christians think on this, if you would. If you say any religion other than Christianity can be a worship of the God of the Bible, then you have made Jesus Christ a liar. For Jesus Christ said, I and my Father are one. Jesus said, had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Can there be any other true religion than the religion of Jesus Christ? Philippians 2, verse 9 through 11 reads this way. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, speaking of Jesus, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Can any other religion glorify God except the religion which confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord? No, it cannot. Every other religion must, of necessity, and to make any sense at all out of the New Testament, every other religion must be of the devil, of Satan, of Baal. And by the way, Jesus himself told us that the religion of the devil would continue after his death and resurrection. Jesus told the disciples just before his death in John 14 and verse 30, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. The apostle John, who knew Jesus, wrote about 19 centuries ago in 1 John 2:18, little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Verily too, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Chapter 4, verse 3. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. I remind you, John wrote that 1900 years ago. The foolish preachers and evangelists of today are mostly looking for some great Antichrist or prince of the world to rise in the future. And here the Antichrist and the prince of the world have ruled the earth for the last 1900 years, and are even taking control of our own nation as well, and the ministers don't see it. Thank God their day is about over. The God of this world has about had his day, and the Antichrists have about run their course. They are not slated for future rule, as the false prophets would have you believe. They are slated for destruction. The kingdom will be cleansed of the Canaanites and their false religion of Satan worship. Meanwhile, God's people should see the world as it is, not as it is painted by the deceivers. All right, I said I wanted to comment and also again give a warning about the hoax of the flu vaccine. We have many reasons for opposing the flu shots. In Leviticus 19, the next chapter after the listing of the filthy doings of the land of Canaan, God is still commanding Israel, and he says this in verse 28. Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord.